the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Why was John the Baptist killed? Well, it's pretty obvious. His kid was killed because he told the king the unpleasant fact that the laws of God applied to him too. Though it wasn't, strictly speaking, the desire of Herod to put John the Baptist to death, it was certainly the desire of his putative wife. There's your word for today, putative. It means they claim to be married, but they're not really. So, for example, if a person is married in the church, and that's another why it was valid marriage, and they divorce their spouse and they get married again, that is a putative marriage. They're not really married at all. Or if a Catholic goes and is married by the justice of the peace on top of the cannibal at Lagoon, it is a putative marriage. And the same things could be said about other invalid marriages, or things that claim to be married that don't even meet the criteria for marriage, like same-sex marriage. So that's your word for today, putative. Well, it was a putative marriage, and Mrs. King, the queen, didn't like to hear this, so she was constantly plotting to have John the Baptist killed, though Herod knew in his heart of hearts that what St. John was telling him was true. That's why he didn't have him put to death. He was one of these people who knew what he was doing was wrong, but he wouldn't do anything about it. He wouldn't repent until he was trapped by his own ego and his own self-image. He swore a rash oath, and rather than doing the responsible thing, which was to say, you know, my oath cannot require me to do something evil to take the life of innocent man, he said, all right, cut his head off, give it to the girl. And that's why John the Baptist died. Speaking the truth of God's law to kings is never a pleasant thing. Now you may say, well, what does that mean for us? We don't have kings. We have presidents, but you know, speaking the truth to presidents can be unpleasant too. It doesn't matter what party they belong to, doesn't mean whether they're good most of the time or almost all of the time or very rarely good. You know, anyone in power doesn't particularly like being told that they can't do what they want to do. But what's more to the point is in a democratic republic, guess who the king is? Look in the mirror. Those of us who vote, who have the franchise, are kings. And the church has gotten into trouble lately for telling the kings that they can't do whatever they vote for. One of our Alexis de Tocqueville, commented on the Founding Fathers, said, the American experiment will do great until the people realize they can vote themselves anything they want. Because if you do that, you know, I want what you have, so I'm going to vote. 51% of us vote for you to give us your stuff. Boom, it's your stuff. Or we vote and we say same-sex marriage is okay. Boom, it's okay. No, it's not. The laws of God bind even democratic elections. No vote, no matter how big, even if we're 99% to one, can turn something which is wrong into something which is right. And you want to wonder why we get into a lot of trouble, and sometimes people get it all in a huff and leave the church? It's because we speak God's truth, and people don't want to hear it. Real humility is listening to what God has to say and putting it into practice in our lives. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.